My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, and it weighed not a penny's weight more. It was bought on the morn that my grandpa was born, and 'twas always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life's seconds numbering. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he'd found. For it wasted no time, and it had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. Yes, it stayed in its place with its hands on its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped, never to go again when the old man died. And it rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had went dumb. We knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour for departure had come. Yes, the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, as we stood there and watched by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old